No worries, Hugh. Only everything on the line tonight.
I wasn't worried. Nervous, maybe.
Yeah. I think we're all worried.
Nervous and worried about the same thing, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they are. Well, let's come up with a plan here to help Topper. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio.
Hit. So
they need, well, let's focus on the pitching here for a second, all right? We know they need to hit.
Six.
All right. They need.
Enough.
They need to get 27 outs tonight, okay? How are we getting 27 outs on a game started by Ranger Suarez?
I just told you, you keep shooting it down. Ranger gives you six tonight.
Six
what is
innings?
Wrong with him?
Yes.
You're good and crazy today. Six
good,
innings?
Good and crazy because I'm being optimistic.
Well, I mean, we can be realistic and optimistic.
Okay, four.
Okay. No, I think
okay,
that's four. That feels more in line with what's going on
around
here.
When he goes six, don't say I didn't tell you.
You
was about to call me a mean and hurtful name.
Yes, he was actually.
I felt that outside. He almost did it.
Almost snapped.
He almost had to dump himself.
Hugh Douglas, do you know the last time Ranger Suarez pitched six innings?
Yeah, it's been a couple months.
It was July 12th.
When did his wife come?
Around that time.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we can't do anything about that. Here's what we can do.
But can I just say this and I'm gonna leave it alone?
No, go ahead.
Isn't it an odd correlation between his back being tight and his wife being here? Nobody else caught that?
He's getting banged every which way.
I'm just saying.
Well,
trying to swing from the chandelier, man. You got to tone that thing down a little bit.
Do we think Road Ranger is better? He's in a hotel, maybe by himself for this series?
Maybe he can get some massages, maybe loosen his back up, get some what's that stuff? Cortisone? Help straighten him out a little bit.
Grasping for straws here.
But nobody else found that weird, right? All of a sudden, your wife come, your back's tight. Like, seriously, all jokes aside. That doesn't sound strange to you?
It does. Now, he has had injury issues in the past. He never seems to fully stay healthy. This is with or without his spouse here, but I don't have any answers.
What's
here for you.
What's that song, Swinging from the Chandelier? He was swinging from the chandelier.
Well, hopefully no chandeliers recently. And we get all right, I have a plan for nine innings. I want you to tell me what you think of it, all right? So you said four for Ranger. I'm just going to write down three. I'm gonna keep it a three innings. All right? Give me nine outs from Ranger tonight. Nine outs.
Three innings, Joe.
Three innings.
The season's on the line, man.
But
we're trying. This
that's
is the
why
bridge.
He needs to go three. He needs
right.
No more.
I can't let the Mets see him a second time. They're gonna hit him to the different borough.
This is a bridge to Wheeler, and the way that we get there, he got to give us at least four. You got to give me four. Four.
I wrote three.
Four.
I wrote three.
Four.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree.
Rejoice if he goes three innings and only two, three runs.
Here's how I came up with nine innings tonight. I wrote down three from Ranger Suarez. I wrote down two from Christopher Sanchez. I think Sanchez is going to pitch tonight. Today's his throw day.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Gelb reported he's going to be in the bullpen with the relievers. He's not going to throw like he normally does in between starts.
Uh-huh.
I say two tonight for Christopher Sanchez. So that gets me through five.
Okay.
Then I'm going to use Hoffman and Strom for some sort of combination of three. Can those guys combine for nine outs? And that gets me three and two is five, plus three is eight. I got one inning left to cover, and I say Estevez.
I was about to say Estevez.
You got the ninth inning. So I go three from Ranger, two from Christopher Sanchez, three combined from Hoffman and Strom, and one for Estevez. Hugh, what are you doing? So you're going four from Ranger? That's what you're asking for?
I'm asking for four.
How are you getting the next... group outs. You got 15 more outs to get after that first four innings.
I'm okay with the lineup that you said, probably 1-1.
One and one from a Hoffman Strom.
Uh-huh. So that's what?
That would get you six innings.
Six innings.
So you got
so
three innings
more.
Left. Are you using Sanchez like I am out of the bullpen?
Yeah. And okay. Then Estevez for the last one.
So
Estevez.
Estevez for the ninth inning?
Yeah.
So you're basically going one more inning at
a Ranger. I think in order, because you're putting a lot. You're talking about three innings, splitting three innings between two guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot, Joe. It's a lot to ask.
The back's against the wall tonight.
Yeah, but that's why I need at least at minimum four from Ranger. At minimum, at the bare minimum.
Well, how quick is the hook tonight? We got to discuss that. Like, all right, so we hope for – I mean, Hugh, you could be hopeful, Hugh, for six. That's not going to happen. Four, maybe.
Yeah,
three. Like
five would be – I'd be elated for
if
five.
You're Topper tonight, how quickly do you have someone in the bullpen up? It's got to be very
Dude,
fast.
Dude, if he, loads the bases early, he's got to go.
But how tight is the bag, though? Like, that's the thing, because the more – No, seriously. because the more you pitch, I'm assuming it gets it's like a cork, like it gets wound up, and you know, like as I do hand gestures, like somebody can actually see what I'm doing. But I think it's one of those things where you get as the game progresses, it gets tighter, especially when you're going out. You're fine when you're out there. When you come back between innings, that's probably when, you know, your bag gets tight. I feel like in order for him to pitch well, the training staff, they got to be on point tonight. They got to keep them heating pads and all that. They got to get him right.
So
he got to give us four.
Hopefully he does. Here are his last five starts of the season. He ended with a dud in Washington. 2 innings, 6 runs. Oh, goodness. Start before that, 5 innings, 2 runs. Before that, 5 innings, 3 runs. Before that, 5 1/3, 4 runs. And the one before that was 5 innings, 0 runs. So that's been Ranger in the month of September. So in the month of September, Ranger Suarez pitched to a 6.04 ERA. Obviously, they're going to need a lot of help tonight to get through this game. 215-592-9494. I think Sanchez out of the bullpen is a lever that we're going to see pulled by Topper here.
I got Ranger 3, okay. Sanchez 2.
That covers 5.
That's 5. And then between Strom, Hoffman, and Estevez, I need 4 innings.
So we're on the same page. Yeah. And I don't care how they do it. Whoever feels strongest, whoever could go more innings, but those three got to cover the last 4.
The reality is, like, because I know we have to empty the tank for tonight, but the reality is the best chance for the Phillies to win this series is to have Wheeler fresh for game 5.
Of course. I know a lot of people think he's going to pitch tonight. I don't think he is.
I don't think he should. Like, because let's be honest about whoever it is, whether it's Ranger, Wheeler, whatever. Wheeler just threw 110 pitches on 3 days rest. So he's not going deep into the game. Like, for anyone who wants to start Zach Wheeler, the only reason you would do that is if you think he can give you like 9.
And he can,
or 7 to 9. He can't do that. So regardless of who starts, the bullpen and the bats have to win today. It's the only way they're going to win. So figuring out the rest is kind of it's like an effort in futility.
Yeah, and I do think the X factor is Sanchez. That feels like the arm that could get them through some of these innings. Today's his throw day. He's going to be down in the bullpen. I think we see him. Chris, it's Sewell. What's up, Chris?
Hey, you guys throw enough on the wall that I find myself agreeing and disagreeing with you every 5 minutes.
Well, that's fun. That makes the whole thing fun. What will you go wherever you want. What are you thinking here? What are you feeling?
First of all, to Hugh's point, Hugh, since we're going to keep throwing these dumb Rocky analogies out there, I might as well throw another one. There was a great line Mickey once said, women weaken legs.
Yes. He's talking about Ranger?
Yeah. Of course.
What about Ranger? All right, so Kyle was just right on point there. We don't hit, we're not going to win. If we wind up losing tonight 9-8 because our pitching costs it up, tip your cap to the Mets. They're hot. They're on fire. They're just the better team. Now, there's two things I can't stand in life. The pandering and this constant analysis of body language by people. So, Joe, you said it earlier. There's a million reasons to be upset today. But you chose to come out of the show, and for the first hour, you just bashed, boom, left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally you said, are we going to get to our shortstop? So, yes, Trey Turner deserves just as much bashing as Alec Boone. Forget the body language, okay? Secondly,
Mike, but Chris, I can't forget the body language. Chris, I can't. He's 28 years old, and for 3 straight postseasons, I feel like the guy's going to cry on the baseball field. I can't play him tonight. He strikes me as a guy who is not built for the moment. That's the issue.
Joe, do you know another third baseman that we ran out of town because we didn't like his body language?
Chris, I know you're a great fan. Do not put Alec Bohm in the conversation with Scott Rolen. He's not in Rolen's class as a player. Come on.
Last night, Bohm hit a rocket to right center field, and anybody would have been thrown out by the play that guy made.
Well, then don't run.
And if he held to a single, then you'd all be bashing him because he didn't hustle double. So you can't have it both ways. You haven't said a word about JT Realmuto yet.
He hasn't been good enough.
But you know what, Chris? To that point, I don't think the way that was going, that was a single, the way he was running. I don't think it was a double.
It was a 50-50.
It was a 50-50. So I think he should have just stayed where he was.
Well, that's great to say now because he was.
Yeah, hindsight. Yeah, 2020.
I made a great play. Fact of the matter is, you can bash Boehm all you want, and he's not my favorite player, okay? But he hasn't struck out in this series. He is putting.
Because he swings at the first pitch every time. Chris, he's taking the pitcher off the hook. Well, I could go up there and not strike out if I swing at the first pitch every time.
But why aren't you holding JT Realmuto to the same
He stand? Hasn't been good, but here's the
he
way.
Hasn't
but
been
Chris.
Good. He's making $24 million
right,
a year.
But I hold them to the standard of where they are in the hierarchy of the team. All year, he's hit 6th or 7th. I think we have to be realistic. I keep hearing people say he's the best catcher in baseball. He hasn't been the best catcher in baseball for 2 years.
He's not.
So I know he's not. So I don't expect a ton. Turner is supposed to be a $300 million player now.
Yeah, agreed.
Boehm was an all-star this year.
I'm calling you on the carpet because you single-handedly have singled out Boehm amongst the million problems that this team has. Listen, here's another one. Why aren't you guys calling Rob Thompson out for this? Oh, this is the most resilient bunch I've ever been around. Do you know he was a Yankees coach for 19 years?
Of course.
Where they won 5 World Series. But this is the most resilient bunch he's ever been around.
Well, he either believes it or he's saying it to fire him up. Chris, I don't know. I mean, what do you want him to say? You want Rob Thompson to be like us today? Boy, we're screwed. Boy, my shortstop isn't as good as his salary. Boy, my third baseman looks like a baby on the... Like, what do you want the manager to say? Of course he's going to give us some sort of rah-rah BS to get his guys going. He's the manager.
He said you singled out Alec Boehm. Is he aware that the manager singled out Alec Boehm?
He benched him.
He benched him.
Yeah, that is telling. That's so telling.
I need to calm down.
Yeah, take a deep breath. Take a moment.
Hold on. And the other thing is, you're right. Like, Boehm's hitting higher in the lineup. He's hurting you more. JT, one, at least gives you something defensively. And he doesn't act like a total wuss or a baby when he strikes out. He's not wearing it on his face and bringing it in the dugout.
I think that was the most egregious thing, is when you saw that after he tried to steal second, his demeanor was not that of somebody who was like, we're going to play the next inning or whatever. Live for the next down or whatever, however you want to say it. It just looked like he was a little pouty. It's not a good look.
I just want to say, because he brought it up. I didn't. I need to react to this because I'm going to lose my mind. We're better fans than this. I don't care if you didn't like him back in the day or you wanted him out of here or he didn't like us or whatever. Our last caller tried to invoke the name Scott Rolen to Alec Boehm. Scott Rolen is in the Hall of Fame. By the age of 28, Scott Rolen had already amassed 5 gold gloves. He had 192 home runs in the big leagues. Alec Boehm isn't in the same universe as Scott Rolen as a baseball player. He's like the same universe. He's in the Hall of Fame. I got a guy who swings the first pitch every time and looks like he's going to cry on the bench. Oh my gosh. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in.
You need some Popeye's chicken, dog.
You know what? I do need
red beans and rice.
Because you know what it is, Hugh?
What's
that? It's football season. It's Popeye's season. And football season in Philly. So fly to Popeye's, fly and fill up on wings. It's 7 delicious flavors from Popeye's. Yes, I do need it. All right, coming back, your phone calls, plus a special edition of What If Wednesday. What if it ends tonight? What is on the line beyond just this season? We'll lay it all out there next. What is on the line for this franchise? It's all coming up. It's the Midday Show